This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Major bombshells coming out of yesterday's hearing, like Loretta Lynch telling James Comey to call Hillary Clinton's email scandal a matter instead of an investigation, and that Comey orchestrated the leak of his own memos to the press through a friend. The media, however, focused elsewhere.
Comey came across as an honest man under oath against a president who really doesn't focus much attention on telling the truth.
Trump is at the point where he has to say, I am not a liar, the other guy's a liar.
This is still a horrendous day for this president.
Here with more on the media reaction, staff writer for The Federalist, Bree Payton. Good to see you this morning. You know what? I do want to start, because we didn't include in that, Bree, some reaction that seemed to be spot on from over at CNN. John King, let's watch that together.
This won't get much attention because it's in the rearview mirror, but a pretty damning account from Jim Comey there about Loretta Lynch, the former attorney general in the Obama administration, and her handling of the Clinton email investigation. It won't get much attention, but that was pretty damning.
So, Bree, I wanted to start there because those are two completely different narratives in the media last night. What do you make of it?
Yeah, well, I think it's very clear that Comey has a history of manipulating the media in order to cover his own tail. He admitted under oath yesterday that he leaked the memo to his friend, who then leaked it to the New York Times, and then the New York Times ran with the story without actually seeing the memo in order to get a special prosecutor, right? And I think it's also very startling that the Senate Intelligence Committee itself has not actually seen the memos either. That was revealed during a line of questioning. So, you know, as a reporter watching Comey talk about this, I would, my inclination is to say, man, I'm never going to trust what this guy has to say. I think it's very shocking to see a narrative come out painting him as a Boy Scout who's on this quixotic, quest for truth and justice, because I think it's very clear that he is a spineless weasel who has a history of manipulating the media to cover his own tail.
Well, he himself said he's no Captain Courageous, and that at important points he would back down. Loretta Lynch was one of them.
Yeah, I mean, he called himself cowardly at least four or five times by my count, you know, and I think it's very clear that Comey, he admitted that Donald Trump never asked him to stop or alter the investigation in any way. He had a funny feeling, you know, in his stomach regarding some conversations with Donald Trump, and he chose not to talk about or address those issues until after he was fired. And then now we get this very dramatic narrative that's reminiscent of the stunt that he pulled off with Chuck Schumer and Preet Bharara in 2007 when they brought down, you know, sitting Alberto Gonzalez, who is also a Republican at the time.
Yeah, it's interesting. You talk about the feelings, and we've heard it on the Hill this week in hearings. The feelings aren't the point here. We're looking for some evidence. Bree Payton, thank you for being with us this hour.
Thank you.
Well, you know, as we talked about yesterday, I was, I thought, well, you know, what kind of bombshells? Are there going to be some bombshells? You know, we'll have to wait and see. And, boy, you know, Comey really seemed to surrender his credibility. And even to the point where he's talking about he himself is a leaker. So here he is. He's a coward. He's a leaker. So, you know, and we've talked about this before, Scott. You know, they always introduce Comey as being this, you know, integrous individual. And now what we're finding out is that he really violated, you know, some key tenets of the FBI. And that is, you know, if you remember when we talked with John Legato yesterday, the former FBI agent, he says, you know, the one thing about the FBI is they stay out of the fray of politics. And this was bothersome for them when Comey seemed to get more and more involved. I mean, he is so confused. Maybe, I don't know, because of his cowardice, however you want to analyze this. I'm not a psychologist. But he was rather a, a disconnected individual with his, you know, his sense of principles and integrity to find himself kind of chasing the tail, especially, you know, we see with Clinton, we see what happened here, too. Go ahead.
I feel like he picks and chooses of when he's going to be
integrous.
I do, which means that you If that's what you do, then you don't really have integrity. Right. I don't know. Yeah. It was weird.
Yeah, I'm with you. Megan Barth coming up next. The conversation continues. Stay with us, America, 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Nation of that whatsoever.
Director Comey, did the president at any time ask you to stop the FBI investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. elections?
Not to my understanding, no.
Did any individual working for this administration, including the Justice Department, ask you to stop the Russian investigation?
No.
And a hearing. You know, I mean, is that the case? I mean, you know, this is what this was all about, was they were saying the president needed to, was he involved? Is there collusion there? And all along, I mean, he's been asking Comey. I mean, he even said, I mean, as the president of the United States, this is a cloud over my head, over the administration. I'm trying to get some business done here, and I'm dragging, you know, 3 tons of cement along the way here. Hey, Megan Barth is with us right now. Let's bring her on, the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, are we having fun yet? What's going on?
Yeah, I was popping corn all day yesterday.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. And yeah. I guess our suspicions were right. Hillary Clinton was the only criminal running for president. And James turned out to be the leaker.
Yeah, but it's a matter. I mean, this is a matter.
Oh, yes.
Loretta Lynch reduced it. She came up with a new designation just called a matter.
Yes, the Federal Bureau of Matters now is going to be renamed the FBI.
Yeah.
Unbelievable that in order to CYA, Comey decided to throw Loretta Lynch under the bus and actually start telling the truth when the truth wasn't reported for the last 7 to 10 months. You want to talk about obstruction of justice? The
exactly.
Nancy Pelosi this morning, Nancy Pelosi is on Morning Joe saying that there was abuse of power. So now the narrative is going to change that the president abuses his power. Well, in the last 8 years, the agencies of the federal government were politicized and used against they're political enemies.
Yeah, and politicized and weaponized. Politicized and
correct.
Weaponized. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Correct. And the worst part of it all is that we now know the intelligence agencies were politicized and weaponized
mm-hmm.
in order to use against political opponents. That is the abuse of power, and that is dangerous.
Without a doubt. I mean, this is the thing. It's amazing. You know, it's that old story, Megan. If you point one finger at somebody, you got three coming back at you. Mm-hmm. And Comey and the FBI, in fact, we spoke with a former FBI agent yesterday, and he said the agency, you know, which everybody took concern that, you know, Democrats are going crazy. Oh, the FBI wasn't in disarray. Even Comey said they're not in disarray. Well, that's his perception because that's what he wanted to believe. But according to an FBI insider, they were very upset because Comey had violated one of the core tenets, and this is a veteran. We're not talking somebody who just, you know, found himself, you know, being the FBI director one day with no background and understanding, unlike Donald Trump, who's, you know, what, less than 200 days as president of the United States and really understanding the political machinations and the nuances and that sort of thing. But he went over the pale and turned the FBI into a political machine. And some might say, and you could look at some of the things here and just saying, what, did they become an arm of the Hillary Clinton, you know, campaign here?
Well, first of all, Loretta Lynch and James Comey should recuse themselves from any matter or investigation when it came to the Clintons because of their history with the Clintons goes back decades, a personal and professional relationship. For Loretta Lynch to encourage James Comey to change the narrative based on political leanings is obstruction of justice. You want to talk about special counsel? What is the special counsel, Robert Mueller, then investigating? If there isn't any collusion or obstruction of justice, according to James Comey and Mike Rogers and plenty of others that have testified, what in the heck is the special counsel investigating?
Well, the collusion seems to be more on the left, Megan. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We need a special counsel now based on James Comey's testimony. We need a special counsel looking into Loretta Lynch and her influence in the investigation and her obstruction of it. We need a special counsel into Uma Abedin. If Comey was so concerned with President Trump saying that he hopes he can resolve the matter with Michael Flynn, and he was so concerned that he ran back, according to his testimony, ran back to the FBI truck and took notes, which he ended up leaking to his professor friend at Columbia. He also said he was concerned that Loretta Lynch asked him to change the investigation to a matter when speaking to the press and the public. Did he run back and take notes to that conversation with Loretta? There are a bunch of questions that are left open that I believe now demand a special prosecutor.
Well, you know, you got to be careful what you ask for. He orchestrated this, and how much, you know, I mean, is Mueller going to have the courage to take one of his mentees, of which James Comey was, to Bob Mueller? Is he going to have what it takes to, you know, really set him down? Because, you know, I mean, on top of this, Megan, I was shocked. He says he leaked. He's a leaker himself. So it's like, okay, was this the only thing you leaked?
Exactly. And we kept seeing the anonymous leaks for the last 7 months whenever the president would have a conversation with XYZ or an overheard conversation. We would have leaks in the press within hours that were unsubstantiated, not corroborated, and anonymous. And the press ran with them like they were truth. Why? Because they were doing the bidding of the DNC. And the Democrats like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, who knew the truth, who knew that the president was not under investigation, and they decided to lie to the American public anyway in order to carry the narrative, the massive lie, in order to benefit their party and deceive the American public.
You know, Megan, when you consider, you know, the sequence here and what Comey did in upending, you know, the Clinton machine, and it back and forth. I mean, it's like he was really, I mean, kind of lost his way and lost his purpose and sense of what an FBI director is supposed to do, because he got involved politically. And then he decides, well, according to his own testimony, they felt like he had to, you know, clear up the scenario, the narrative. And so then he comes back and, you know, of course, that was devastating, even more so for the Clinton campaign. Because remember, he said, well, first he said there's an investigation, there's not an investigation, and then, oh yeah, well, we're back to investigating again. All within what? We're talking about, what, 4 months maybe?
Yeah, the truth always rises to the top, and the wheels of justice are slow, but what we've witnessed is not justice. We are witnessing a kangaroo court.
Well, yeah, a kangaroo court led by James Comey.
Yep.
I mean, this guy single-handedly
has done this. And that, to me, is what came out loud and clear. You talk about somebody going rogue. I see James Comey is going very rogue and created this whole situation. And then now he's like running around going, you know, like Harry Reid, you know, I got a special prosecutor. This is what he created for himself, and get ready, could bounce back on him like it did Mrs. May across the pond here. We'll talk more with Megan Barr. Stay with us, America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Was a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
The president has asked three things of you. He asked for your loyalty, and you said you would be loyally honest.
Honestly loyal.
Honestly loyal. He asked you on one occasion to let the Mike Flynn thing go because he was a good guy. By the way, you're aware that he said the exact same thing in the press the next day. He's a good guy. He's been treated unfairly, et cetera, et cetera. So I imagine your FBI agents read that.
I'm sure they did.
The president's wishes were known to them, certainly by the next day when he had a press conference with the prime minister. But going back, the three requests were, number one, be loyal. Number two, let the Mike Flynn thing go. He's a good guy. He's been treated unfairly. And number three, can you please tell the American people what these leaders in Congress already know, what you already know, what you've told me three times, that I'm not under personally under investigation?
Those are the three things he asked. Yes, sir.
You know, this investigation is full of leaks left and right. I mean, we've learned more from the newspapers sometimes than we do from our open hearings, for sure. You ever wonder why, of all the things in this investigation, the only thing that's never been leaked is the fact that the president was not personally under investigation, despite the fact that both Democrats and Republicans and the leadership of Congress knew that and have known that for weeks?
I don't know. I find matters that are briefed to the Gang of Eight are pretty tightly held, in my experience.
Boy, he was just, what could he say, Nathan? And that line was probably the best line of the entire hearing, is that it's ironic that as much of a sieve as the Beltway is and all the leaks going on, that the leak, you know, pertaining to President Trump and him not being investigated, somehow that's squashed.
Yeah, and I think I said this on your show before. I kept saying, look, we have all of these leaks on a weekly basis, sometimes twice a week coming out of D.C. and the intelligence agencies. Why aren't we investigating those leaks?
Mm-hmm.
Comey was the head of the FBI, and I said, well, maybe he's a leaker.
Yes.
Well,
he's a leaker.
Makes sense then?
Yeah.
He was a leaker. And I'm sure there's plenty more, as we have now someone called Reality Winner. She comes from a mentally stable family. Reality Winner, under arrest and without bail for leaking documents to the press. And by the way, they are charging her under the same statute that Hillary Clinton should have been charged under.
And that maybe our former FBI director will be charged under.
Well, yeah, you know, the difference is he didn't leak classified information. However, he did leak government-controlled documents
mm-hmm.
that were created on a government-issued computer.
Well, and for him to do it in a manipulating sort of way, Megan, it's so profound. I mean, we're sitting here going, this is what our government has reduced itself to? That we're going to have this kind of inner machinations. And meanwhile, I mean, is it any wonder the people on Main Street America are going, what are we doing? We're paying for this insanity. I mean, they're getting their paychecks. They get health care. We're here scrambling, working three jobs, trying to keep up with, our bills and responsibilities and everything. And these knuckleheads are just, you know, out there playing games at our expense.
Yeah, political theater at our expense. What a cost that this movie has cost the taxpayers. And again, the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, mm-hmm. what in the heck is he investigating? Nancy Pelosi this morning on Morning Joe called what President Trump did an abuse of power. This is your typical Goebbels trick. Blame others for what you have done.
Mm-hmm,
What the Democrat Party has done, which I refer to as the Democrat Network of Criminals, what they have done to not only the multiple agencies that they weaponized against the American people, but to carry the narrative and to lie to the American people, knowing full well they were lying. As Marco Rubio said,
mm-hmm.
plenty of Democrats know and that have spoken publicly that the president was never under investigation. But they misled the public in order to be part of the resistance
mm-hmm.
and sabotage mm-hmm. this president.
Yeah, you let Maxine Waters go on all the shows and lay out her hyperbole and, everybody else. And you just go, oh, please, no, Keith Ellison and, right on down the marching line and Nancy Pelosi, to what service to the people? That's the thing. It's like you're there to serve us. not the other way around. It's all a special interest. And meanwhile, you know, the kind of havoc that you're creating within the culture and the contention between citizens of this country. You know, we're no longer the United States. We've become the un-United States, and I would say single-handedly because of all the efforts that's been done by the deep state and the Democratic Party. Megan, what do you say?
Well, that is how they operate. They operate in the mode of chaos. They want to divide in order to conquer. They need more people reliant on the government because that will give them more control. It will eliminate the middle class and create two classes, the bourgeois class, which is the politically connected class, and the serfs, and that would be all the rest of us. And so this is how the Democrat Party is now operating. They've moved so far left that Donald Trump and the Democrats refuse to admit Donald Trump won the presidency because of Democrats. I've said this time and time again. Hundreds of thousands of Democrats in the Rust Belt, the ones that they left behind, the Democrat Party ignored and left behind, referred to them as flyover country.
Mm-hmm.
They left them behind. They crossed parties, and many for the first time voted for a Republican president. From Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, all of the Rust Belt gave Donald Trump the Electoral College. Thank you, Democrats.
Exactly. Well, and Donald Trump, to his credit, stayed off the keyboard yesterday and did not do any tweeting until last night. Early this morning, and he finally tweets about the testimony, saying, lies, total, and complete vindication, and wow, Comey is a leaker.
Yep.
I mean, that really sums it up, doesn't it?
It does, and you know, the snake rots from the head down. And now that Comey is out of the way and all of this noise, because that's all it was for the last 7 to 10 months, was nothing but a bunch of noise and lies. Now that we got the noise out of the way, we can really start cleaning house, clean up the FBI under the new direction of his new appointee, Ray, I think it is, clean up the other agencies that have been politicized and weaponized against a political party and their supporters, and let's get down to business to establish blind justice and the rule of law, and let's reopen the Hillary Clinton investigation. That's real easy. Let's drag Loretta Lynch in. We have the ammunition now to do so. Let's get Uma Abedin, as well as Cheryl Mills and Susan Rice, back in front of Congress and tell the American people why they created such a surveillance state. And they were unmasking individuals for political purposes, not in the war on terror.
But do they have the courage to bring President Obama in and ask him why he opened up the gates here, you know, several weeks before his exit to allow, you know, a profuse spill out of, top secret material?
Well, like I said, the snake rots from the head down.
Mm-hmm.
And Barack Obama, certainly the head of that snake for the last 8 years.
Well, I don't know if the country is ready for this, but it's needed, Megan, because if we don't get down to the truth and really start cleaning up some of this stuff, we're going to continue. I mean, our whole perception, the way in which we operate and relate to one another, is all intermingled with these lies that have been perpetrated on us, that have, you know, influenced and formed our opinion and viewpoint. I mean, we have got to clear this up if we're going to get this country back on track and truly make America great again. We've got to deal with some tough things here. I mean, these are serious problems when you got the FBI director, you know, lying. The FBI director lying and manipulating, and along with the exposure of the Democrats as well. This is all very, very dangerous stuff here that we're dealing with.
Well, and that is because the law has not been applied equally.
Mm-hmm.
And in a just manner. It's been used as a political tool in order to increase a political party's power.
Well, Megan, as always, great to have your insight here. Appreciate you being with us. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Thank you, Megan. Have a good one.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Coming at you fresh every day, ladies and gentlemen, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jenny Beth Martin right now is with us, president, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, and she's cheerleading and doing everything she can to activate the American citizenry so that we can get this country back on track. Jenny Beth, thank you for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Well, I'm like you, I'm sure we were all glued to the TV in wonderment to hear from James Comey's lips to our ears. I mean, after even a couple of responses, it's like, forget, you know, in my opinion, forget the special counsel. Why are we going to spend that money? You know, Comey made it clear real quick that there's no investigation of Donald Trump, no collusion with the Russians, and we're going to continue on with this charade.
It is a charade, and he made it very clear. He did it more than one time, and he, in his written testimony as well as his oral testimony, he admitted that he told the president he wasn't under investigation. He's now told the American people the same thing. Why in the world he didn't go ahead and tell the American people that, as President Trump was asking, rather than leaking conversations of memos of his private conversations with the president to the American people is beyond me.
Exactly.
Yesterday was just very frustrating to me. And what's even more frustrating is if you watch MSNBC and CNN versus Fox News, it's as if we're living in two different Americas right now.
Yeah, it was like, what hearing were they watching?
They just, I don't know. I have no idea. They said, oh, well, Comey said that Trump's a liar. Yeah, and Comey also said he leaked information to the media, that he, Comey, leaked information to the media. We've been wondering who the leakers are. We've now found out this week one is someone who is involved in the resistance movement, and one was a former FBI director.
Exactly.
Who else has been leaking information?
And for some reason, he seemed to put himself in the position of a single-handed godlike figure, that he felt it was his job to kind of even out the playing field or apply some kind of justice, which certainly is not part and parcel of, you know, the FBI principles. In fact, he resisted the idea that the interior of the FBI was confused and in disarray, and he felt really insulted and accused the president of being a liar to that fact. But I can tell you, we spoke with a former FBI agent, and exactly he said they were very disturbed and shaken by what, you know, Comey had been doing and how he had politicized the Bureau.
Well, I'm disturbed by what I saw happening yesterday. Look, our organization, Tea Party Patriots, we were targeted by the IRS, along with hundreds of other organizations across this country during the last administration. As far as I know, the FBI never once investigated what happened to us.
Exactly.
And you have the Attorney General then, Loretta Lynch, putting pressure on Comey, which he says that it sounds like he's succumbed to, about Hillary Clinton's email server. Hillary Clinton had an email server and was she was breaking the law, sharing classified information. The FBI was not doing anything with these, was not actually prosecuting these, and they've let this innuendo and leaks go on for months about our duly elected president trying to derail his presidency.
Well, from day one, it's been about delegitimizing the Trump administration, the Trump presidency. This is what it's all been about. And it's exposed. And meanwhile, we're losing time here, Jenny Beth. You know, as the president, you know, pleaded with Comey and he related in his testimony, saying, look, I've got this dark cloud. Can't you just tell the people, you know, what your findings are, that, you know, I'm not under investigation, so that we can get on with the people's business? I think that's a fair question to ask. And, you know, I thought Marco Rubio summed it up perfectly. He says, well, here all these other things are leaked out. He says, don't you find it ironic, so to speak, that the one thing that doesn't get leaked out is that Donald Trump is not under investigation?
It's crazy that that's the one thing that doesn't get leaked out. But it shows you that there is clearly some sort of an agenda going on. It could be a political agenda or it could be a personal agenda. My thinking is it's these people in Washington, D.C. who are shocked and cannot get over the fact that Hillary Clinton is not president.
Yeah.
And they just can't get over it. And my message to them is, Trump won, get over it.
Yeah.
It's time to get over it. The American people elected Trump to be our president.
Well, Jenny, let me tell you, it is personal and it is political. I mean, look at Jim Comey's background, his associations with the Clintons. And then when he says, well, I'm heading out of town, I want to preserve, you know, history here, so I'm going to leak this information to my liberal professor friend. What is that? What does that tell you? I mean, yeah, it's everything. It's personal. It is political. Even to the point that Loretta Lynch says, James, we don't want to call it an investigation. You called it a matter. So all of a sudden now he finds himself complicit with the DNC talking points on this issue.
Right. It is personal and it is political, and he's not the only one who has this kind of agenda in Washington, D.C. We saw it in full view yesterday for the whole world to see. And I think he has done a disservice to America with his actions. Comey has done a disservice to America with his actions.
Well, without a doubt, as you mentioned, the three-letter agencies and, of course, the Tea Party, and you and I have had this conversation before, particularly the IRS and how they targeted Tea Party groups like yours and other conservative groups, they were specifically targeted. And it galls me because progressives, Barack Obama, the Democratic Party will jump up and down about, you know, the loss of one vote, how it's so important to, you know, hold the integrity of people's votes. But yet they vacate votes. They vacate influence at will. How they were able for near a decade. And that's what it comes down to, near a decade, to limit the influence of Tea Party groups and other conservative groups by doing what they did and then allowing, the director, this director of the IRS to run off scot-free and still being, you know, paid by we the people. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. And the thing that I said when the targeting from the IRS came to light, I said that it is putting cracks in the very foundation of our government. And this, what we're seeing from the director of the FBI leaking his personal recounts of private conversations with the president, continues to erode that foundation. And as long as this continues, I'm concerned that our country is headed for more years of complete and total distrust between the American people and the government. The people on the right feel like we were not well served during the Obama administration, and now we have people on the left because of the ginning up that people like Comey and the Democrats in Congress are doing right now. They're creating distrust on their own side. And Comey has said repeatedly Trump was not under investigation. There was no collusion with the Russians, and there was no obstruction of justice that happened with President Trump. And yet here we are. We're continuing with this facade. And
exactly.
They're creating more distrust among the American people. And that distrust is part of why Trump was elected in the first place. People are sick of it.
Well, I believe it's an opportunity, Jenny Beth, for Tea Party patriots and other groups, and I would say groups even that represent a progressive viewpoint and Democrats that want to reason together and realize that, you know what, they've been doing this to us. And last time we checked, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. We the people need to take a stand and assume their rightful authoritative position in running this country and vacate. I mean, you can't expect, you know, Donald Trump to drain the swamp. We the people need to drain the swamp. We need to go to the plug, pull the plug, and I would say, whether it's Tea Party patriots or other like-minded patriots that have their own view that need to be involved in the process here, and let's become united on getting this country back on track. I think that's an exciting opportunity that lies before us. Jenny Beth Martin, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots.
Says with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
KADC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Don't forget to drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and tell me you want to be in the running for a Shack Pack. We've got a couple more to give away, so just send me your name, your address, so we know where to send the winnings. And we've got the Shack DVD Blu-ray to give away, along with it some Shack flowers that you just plant, water, watch them grow. I mean, some grow sticks, they call them. They're absolutely outstanding. It's good fun. And even if you don't have a green thumb, you'll be surprised what's going to pop up out of those grow sticks. And then also music inspired. This is all compliments of Lionsgate. We're thankful for them. And don't forget to check out the shack.movie for more information. It's all there. No purchase necessary. Just send me an email. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Bruce Hosconnect is with us, an attorney who serves as Focus on the Family's judicial analyst. He's responsible for research and analysis of legal and judicial issues related to Christians and the institution of the family, including First Amendment freedom of religion, free speech issues, judicial activism, marriage, homosexuality, and pro-life matters. Bruce, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on again, Bill.
Hey, good to have you back here to talk about religious freedom. You're saying, is it just around the corner? And but this is on the heels of the Supreme Court rejecting a former Marine's religious freedom case.
Yes, yes. Well, that was interesting. But that case was also not your typical religious freedom, because it was intermeshed with military rules and things about obeying military orders. So that one may not be as egregious as we thought. We hoped we would get a chance at the Supreme Court on that one, but it's understandable that it wasn't.
Well, for those that may not be up to speed, explain what happened with Monifa Sterling.
Well, this was a soldier who had some Bible verses attached to or set up around her work computer. Mm-hmm. And just basic Bible verses. Her commanding officer told her to take it down with some lame excuse about how it sounded too warlike, which is kind of odd, given that she's a soldier.
And a Marine.
Yes.
Being former Marine, see, I know firsthand. I mean, that's it doesn't fit, you know, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
So as I understand the story, my memory may be faulty here, but she either she either took it down and then put it back up when her commanding officer had left, or she just simply refused to take it down, which in military is probably the wrong thing to do if you're going to pursue a religious freedom claim.
Right.
So she got, written up for a court-martial, and then she tried to use her religious freedom as a defense. Probably not the best case for resolving religious freedom, because she was actually cited for disobeying a direct order, where she could have obeyed it and then appealed the decision through proper channels. So I think the military is a little bit different than, you know, your basic employee at Hobby Lobby or something.
Yeah, right.
Like that.
Exactly. And the verse she had up was from Isaiah 54, "No weapon formed against thee shall prosper." And of course, she decided to fall on her sword over this. It cost her rank, a bad conduct discharge, and she's, of course, has since left, you know, the Marine Corps.
Yeah, it's sad. It really is sad. Perhaps if she had some advice up front as to how to pursue that religious freedom claim, she could have saved her career and vindicated her religious liberty at the same time.
Well, you're right, Bruce, that for years, religious nonprofit organizations such as the Little Sisters of the Poor have sought freedom from Obamacare's contraceptive and abortifacient mandate, which forces these groups to be involved in providing possible abortion-causing drugs in their health plans. Now, for the Little Sisters of the Poor and other faith-based groups, relief may be around the corner. Break that down for us, if you would.
Yes. Quick recap. Back in 2010, Obamacare was passed. It delegated to the Department of Health and Human Services to create some what are called preventive services that must be included in all employer health plans. Because that department was so abortion-minded, they included contraceptives and possible abortion-causing contraceptives mm-hmm. in those rules. Those went into effect in 2011 or 12. And the upshot was a lot of employers sued because they were either going to be violate their own conscience or be fined in the terms of millions of dollars. That led to the Hobby Lobby lawsuit and the win there in 2014. But that left religious employers like Little Sisters of the Poor mm-hmm. dealing with some strange thing they called an accommodation, which meant you basically have to sign a paper which serves as simply acknowledging that someone else can violate your conscience for you. You don't have to do it yourself. And they objected to that and led to lawsuits. And before it was all over, there were over 100 lawsuits, most of which are still pending, waiting for a resolution, and all over the fact that a federal agency decided to decide what level of religious freedom you are based on what type of organization or individual you are.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be on the verge of being resolved because of a leaked draft of a new HHS mandate rule with basically a blanket religious exemption, allowing any employer who wants to just to not provide the offensive types of contraceptives and other services that run against their conscience. So if that is passed and I think that'll resolve all the litigation and once again put us on a footing where federal agencies can't determine the scope of our religious freedom.
Well, you know, on one hand, you're right. I mean, if they incorporate this measure, this leaked draft that you're talking about, that would put an end to it. The other part would be Obamacare itself, which is imploding right before our very eyes. That goes away, and this Congress is able to repeal and replace it. And I'm sure this is going to be one of the issues that gets vacated real quick. But I would think for all the investment, all the money it's one thing to say, okay, oh, it's done. You don't have to argue the case anymore. I mean, do you continue to argue the case just for case of point so that if it comes up again, you know, you're not having just to walk away from all that money that, you know, like you say, there's thousands of lawsuits that are pending. That's thousands of attorneys and multiple thousands of dollars that have been invested in this cause. Do they go and, fight this out so that they have at least precedent?
Yeah, the simple answer there is yes. And Beckett Fund, which is the legal organization that is representing the Little Sisters and other claimants in the case, in any of those cases, they are vowing to continue the lawsuit simply because, yes, this new draft is favorable to religious freedom, but it may last only as long as this administration lasts.
Exactly.
And so they need to vindicate the religious freedom principle once and for all so that following administrations are bound by it. And so, yeah, they intend to keep it, and I keep on fighting the lawsuit, and I think that's a wise decision.
Well, this is, you know, it seems to me, Bruce, that this is such an academic issue because it's spelled out clearly in our Constitution, and it's like we're re-arguing a law that's been established. But this is the nature of the legal system, isn't it?
It is, and as the culture drifts more and more to the secular side of things, we end up having courts reinterpreting what our freedoms are, and you have an agency who's very abortion-minded and anti, or at least hostile to religious freedom, creating rules that impinge freedoms that have been around since, well, since the Declaration of Independence was signed.
And, exactly.
And it just, it boggles the mind that agencies can do that with impunity and feel like they have the constitutional authority to do that. There's there's so many issues in there involved in religious freedom, agency authority, overstepping the bounds of Congress. There's a lot there to digest.
Well, especially in light of, you've got the, you've got a Muslim, a growing Muslim influence, and they're trying to push back, and, you know, they want Sharia law in certain of their communities. And, you know, this needs to be addressed maybe in light of the whole issue of, of religious freedom.
It does. And, any time you try to impose a legal system that is superior in primacy, it would come first before the American judicial system and legal system. That cannot happen. That's not how our country is based. So,
right.
Yeah, there's a legitimate fear for the imposition of Sharia law like that.
Well, we have it's already been clearly reported that there are some communities that operate with Sharia. They're operating under Sharia right now. And it's like, wait a minute, why is this allowed? Why are we, not addressing this issue head on?
Yes, and there are communities, as you say, very Muslim-dominated communities. I'm thinking of Dearborn, Michigan, and others,
right.
That are de facto Muslim communities. The everything from the local school board to the police and fire to the city government are controlled by the residents there, who are overwhelmingly Muslim. So, yes, things are happening under the radar, and I can only hope that once these issues get into the court system and the state court system and the federal court system, those types of anti-American, anti-legal system type decisions can be overturned,
right,
and the rule of law implemented.
Exactly. Well, Bruce, 15 seconds left. What's your admonition to the church?
Keep praying and stand strong. Don't let this these types of issues just be news items to you. Get involved and make your voice heard.
You've got to activate those issues against your beliefs and continue to fight for them. Exactly. Bruce Hoskinick, Focus on the Family's Judicial Analyst on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bill.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerated colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
It's a no-brainer.